I am Celestine, written in November 2023. Don't turn your face. I am injured and bleeding. My face is slashed by shrapnel. But you can stare. You can look at me. I want you to look at me as I look at others around me. Look, there lies my friend Hafiz. There is Fatima. I see my brother's hand. Look, my father is trying to pick me up, but his hands are trembling. My mother is yelling to our neighbors to stop the ambulance. But Uncle Aziz and Farid are already in it, and they might live. I hope they do. I know I'm dying, but they don't know that. Or maybe they don't wish to believe it's happening. I know they cannot hear me. But maybe you do. You ask how old I am? I'm 12 years old. I was with my parents, asleep in my bed, when the soldiers knocked on our door in the dark of night. They poked at everything in our home and rummaged through all our belongings. Did we deserve this? The cruelty in their faces. They did not even listen to my father and mother, to my uncles who came to them, begging them to spare us. Someone whispers, "Do you see the darkness yielding? The tearing apart of people?" I wish to live these last few breaths and dream the dreams I held close one last time, to share them all with you. Adults often ask themselves, what would I say to my 10-year-old self or my 17-year-old self? Maybe the old man over there wonders what he would say to his 55-year-old self today. I hope you all always say to each of those selves, you deserved to live in safety with no cruelty. You deserve to have people fighting for you to exist, so you could reflect on these years as you grew older, stronger. Can I dream for a moment of growing, of working, of playing in the sands near the sea and of being free? The kind of free that I felt these 12 years with my parents in our home. No, don't turn away and think I'm not here. I'm right here, breathing my last few breaths. Look at me and hold me if you care. Dust conceals the wrinkles on my parents' foreheads, but I will always remember their smiles. Smiles when we picked the olives in our yards before they bulldozed the trees on our street, sharing food under their shade and calling out to my friends to join me at play. You ask which street we live on? It was called Al-Misri in Gaza, but someone came and tore down that name. I was taught that Gaza means strength in an ancient Semitic language, but now all our land has become unsafe, even the safe zones. Its strength is waning, but people will rise. My parents tell me, assure me, and I want to believe them. A journalist asked me what I felt when I heard the planes over our heads all day and night. I wanted to tell her, this is nothing new. I forget what it's like to not hear them. I see the fear in my parents' faces and don't want them to be scared for me also. So I try to pretend, to hide my pain. Don't turn your head away now. My eye is bleeding, but my mouth murmurs my mother's name. Please let her know that. If you can hear me, you who can see me, please do open your eyes and ask them why they have so much hate for us. We did nothing. We are children. but they do not like our names. El Masri, Gaza, Palestine. Do you hear us children cry? My aunt calls this a genocide. May your eyes open as I shut mine for a while. Just for a little while. Do not let them forget us all, the 7,000 children and counting. How many more like me by the time you hear this? May you repeat my name. May you remember my name. I come from Palestine. I am Palestine. I am Palestine.